to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. This is what we have in store for you on this Monday, October 8th, 2012 edition.
Tonight, a testicle smackdown by the TSA for refusing a body scan. Then, the Whole Foods false advertising scandal rocks the web. And Alex Jones blasts through the current wave of vaccine propaganda as Big Pharma preys on the total ignorance of the general public. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story, headline, Romney vows to arm al-Qaeda terrorist in Syria. This from our very own Paul Joseph Watson Dunn earlier this morning. In promising to arm the Syrian rebels, the majority of whom are not even Syrian, Romney has pledged to send taxpayer money to al-Qaeda militants who have been responsible for carrying out terrorist attacks, which have killed hundreds of people. The Obama administration has already sent over $200 million in humanitarian and non-lethal aid to rebels. So we see Romney in a roundabout way say he wants to fund al-Qaeda, even though he doesn't want to say the term al-Qaeda. Don't take my word for it. This was forecasted early this morning by Paul Joseph Watson. Since then, Romney has done his speech. Let's take a look at that speech now.
In Syria, I'll work with our partners to identify and organize those members of the opposition who share our values, and then ensure that they obtain the arms they need to defeat Assad's tanks and helicopters and fighter jets.
So you saw right there from the horse's mouth, Romney said in Syria he wants to identify and organize the members of the opposition who share his values. I say his values. He used the word our, but he doesn't share my values. So I say his values. He wants to make sure that they have what they need to defeat Assad. So right there, in a roundabout way, I don't like al-Qaeda, even though, you know, as we pointed out in the article just a second ago, the Syrian rebels majority aren't even Syrian. So there you go, Romney in a roundabout way saying, hey, I don't like him, but then again, I'll give him a bunch of money. And like the article says, Obama already sent $200 million to him. So I guess, just more warmongering for Romney, who wants to increase military spending and other things. He even went on to mention that there will be no new free trade agreement, which basically means your job is headed overseas. So if you elect Mr. Romney, you can thank him for that. Next story. TSA worker smacked me in my testicles for refusing body scan. Yes, this is a real article. While traveling through Las Vegas, Steve DeForest chose to opt out of the naked body scanner and was told to wait in a glass holding box. As he raised his hands, he looked at me, says Steve DeForest, and then he gave me a quick flick and smacked me in one of my testicles. Now, the question around the office isn't why didn't this guy give him a smack back? We see this more and more often. They not only touch your private areas, but they actually try to hurt you. We see the many cases of the congressmen and senators having their testicles grabbed. And so we see very childish behavior from this TSA, I don't want to call him an agent, TSA guy, who chose to inflict bodily harm on this man. And people say, hey, he just tapped him in the, you know. But still, I mean, that's highly inappropriate. The guy should be fired as far as I'm concerned. It's like something that used to happen in a locker room. Some guy tap you in and you have to get it on. But fist fight I'm talking about, get it on. So, there you go. You twisted sexual assault at your local TSA hub. Next story. Nothing artificial ever. Whole Foods caught in GMO marketing deception. Proof. Now, this is from our good friend Mike Adams, and he talks about the investigation of Melissa Melton and Aaron Dykes, who went out to Whole Foods last week, and they found out maybe things weren't as whole as they seemed to be. Whole-ish is a much better term. But I want to direct you to a quote from the Whole Foods representative they encountered. I don't think that Whole Foods does anything to try and make people think that we don't have food with GMO in them, said Whole Foods representative Libba Letton. So you can see the picture right there. If you guys can throw that back on screen, we see Aaron Dykes standing in front of a sign that says nothing artificial ever. But we see the quote from their representative saying that, hey, we don't try to make you think that there's nothing that isn't whole in Whole Foods, but you see the sign right there. The guy, Aaron Dykes, is standing in front of the sign. You can clearly see nothing artificial ever. That's not Photoshop. That's not a green screen. That's something that's really painted on the side of that building right here in Austin, Texas. And we're actually going to throw to that video now so you guys can see the investigation that Melissa Melton and Aaron Dykes did. So let's take a look at that now.
Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. We're here at a Whole Foods grocery store where we're trying to find out if people know about genetically modified food, about the dangers of that, and if they realize that Whole Foods is actually selling unlabeled genetically modified foods here at the store.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
You know, I don't have time.
Oh, okay.
I don't really even know what GMO is, to be honest with you.
Have you ever heard of genetically modified food?
Not much.
GMO, have you heard of that?
I've heard of that regarding corn.
Have you heard of GMO?
Absolutely.
Are you concerned about it?
Absolutely.
Do you support the labeling initiative?
Absolutely.
Would you be surprised if I told you that Whole Foods is selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
Yes.
Aaron Dykes here for InfoWars.com. We're here to talk to members of the public today to find out if they're aware of GMO dangers and if they know what's inside this Whole Foods store. We have their latest press release, which admits that they do sell ingredients that include genetically modified foods. Have you heard about the recent study where they fed GM corn to rats and they developed tumors?
Yes, I have.
Are you shopping here partly to avoid genetically modified foods?
Yes. Yes.
I haven't had a problem with genetically modified foods, and no, that wouldn't be why I was coming to Whole Foods.
So now, do they sell it or they don't sell it?
This Whole Foods truck says, "What's cooking?" And unfortunately, to the dismay of most people, according to this press release they just put out, it's GMO, genetically modified organisms. Do you know what you're eating? Were you aware that Whole Foods actually sells unlabeled GMOs?
I was not.
And we're surprised about that?
I think a lot of people probably are. Are you familiar with genetically modified food?
Well, I've heard of it.
Have you heard they've done studies recently that have shown that rats that are fed exclusive diets of genetically modified food actually get cancer, get tumors?
That makes sense. You go messing around with nature, some weird things are going to happen. That's probably just the beginning of it.
Probably. Do you ever shop at Whole Foods?
You mean Whole Paycheck?
Do you ever shop at Whole Foods here?
Yeah, I work there.
Are you familiar that Whole Foods put out a press release saying there's genetically modified organisms being sold in the store?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
While talking to the public, we were unknowingly approached by Whole Foods media relations spokesperson, Libba Letton.
And as an employee of Whole Foods, do you find it concerning that Whole Foods has admitted in their press release that they're selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
No, I think that unless a store is all organic, every store in the country sells unlabeled genetically modified.
Well, do you think that it's fair to say that most people who come here come in search of organic Whole Foods and they think that what they're buying is probably not genetically modified, and so to have unlabeled GMO is kind of against that whole advertisement?
I don't know what people think. I think they come here for organic food. I think they come here for healthy food. And again, I think the issue of people not knowing how pervasive GMOs are is a problem. But I don't think that Whole Foods does anything to try and make people think that we don't have food with GMOs in them.
You don't?
You see behind me, they have the slogan on this new store location, "Nothing artificial ever." However, that's not the case, which is why we also have to now put the spotlight on Whole Foods.
Now I think we're very clear about marking which foods are non-GMO.
Only later did we discover in research that Libba also represented Whole Foods investor relations and food safety.
90% of the corn and canola and cottonseed and soy in this country is actually genetically modified through companies like Monsanto and DuPont. And the derivatives of that are put into the food. And Whole Foods, you know, they market themselves as a whole food organization, and yet a lot of the stuff in here has unlabeled genetically modified. So.
So where would you get food that's, where would you buy the food that's not genetically organized?
Well, that's the question.
Would it be surprising to you to find out that Whole Foods also sells GMOs?
No, I'm aware of that.
If I have the facts and if they're labeled, then that's fair. I'm educated. If they're not labeled, then I'm concerned. GMOs are one of the banes of our society right now, of our globe.
Well, I'm not really opposed to it. I mean, I think that most genetically modified food out there is actually safe and tested. A lot of it's going under FDA review. As long as the science is sound, I'm okay with it.
What does the FDA say about this?
Well, the FDA is kind of hard to gauge because Obama put Michael Taylor in, who was actually a Monsanto lobbyist for years and years, and now he's the food safety czar. So.
Well, that's... Oh, well, that's isn't that politics as usual, huh?
If it is linked to cancer, I'd certainly like to know about it and stay away from it.
We don't know if it's genetically modified unless we test it.
Is there any plans to maybe do some testing?
To test every product in the store and see if there's GMOs in them?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier to try and get some sort of federal requirement that all foods with GMOs have a label on them?
Here we go. Are you willing?
Hey, folks, how are you?
Hi.
How are you? Everything okay?
Yep, we're just asking people what they think about genetically modified organisms and Proposition 37. And
okay. Just make sure we're 3 feet from the curb at all times.
Okay. We're on the public sidewalk here, aren't we?
3 feet from the curb is public sidewalk. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay?
Pretty sure I am 3 feet from the curb. Am I not? Do you have a ruler?
Actually, I can go get one if I need to.
I think they're standing over there having a little meeting about how they would really like to kick us off this public sidewalk that we have a First Amendment right to be on right now. And they can stand there all day with their badge and the little walkie-talkie and make as many phone calls as they want, but legally we have every right to be here. Just like I think as consumers we have every right to know whether or not we're eating genetically modified Frankenfood science projects when we feed ourselves and our children and when we go to a store that labels themselves as organic but then turns around and sells us GMO.
Talk to them, but you can't just be out in front of the store.
Well, can we talk to those people?
Yeah, let's call them.
Okay.
Well, and maybe what I should do is call the shopping center.
Okay.
It's really up to them. I mean, this is their private space. This is not a public space. This is a private property owned by the shopping center.
But not by Whole Foods.
No, not this one, no.
We're just concerned to find out they also sell GMOs, so.
Actually, GMOs are in almost everything. Like, it would be really hard to find completely non-GMO anything. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, I don't think there's ever been... Like, we've never claimed that we don't sell GMOs.
There's a truck from Whole Foods coming this way, and it actually says 100% real ingredients. I just think that's really ironic because I don't think genetically modified and real are synonymous in any possible way. I mean, a unicorn Pegasus is real because I wrote about it in a book, but is it real? Something I created in a lab? It's a genetically modified Frankenfood science experiment. That's not real, and it's not food. At least it shouldn't be. Whole Foods was like one of the last large bastions of organic food, whole food, safe food. And that's why I think most consumers shop here. And then to quietly admit in a press release that isn't posted anywhere in the store, you have to go and search for it on their website to get it, that, oh yes, our food does contain genetically modified organisms, is just hypocritical to the nth degree, and it's dishonest and it's wrong. Do you think that maybe Whole Foods might consider supporting Proposition 37 financially?
We support Proposition 37 in a number of ways. You know, you can look at it that Whole Foods hasn't written a check to that yet.
Well, are you familiar with the fact that some of the higher-ups in Whole Foods have written a check to Christy Vilsack, Tom Vilsack's wife, who's the head of the USDA that's pretty much in bed with Monsanto?
Out of their personal bank accounts and not on behalf of Whole Foods Market, they can do whatever.
It's listed as Whole Foods Market, though.
Whole Foods Market to, well, I'm not aware of any of those.
He's also financially bankrolling Obama, who put, you know, Michael Taylor, who's a FDA food safety czar, and that guy's been a Monsanto lobbyist for years.
What about the donations to Gary Johnson?
I don't think it's like tit for tat, one good donation, one evil donation. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Only the bad ones matter.
It sends the wrong message, don't you think?
No, I think our actions send the message. I think private donations made by executives sends messages from them personally about what they're doing.
So what's all the fuss about Whole Foods and GMO? Well, it seems the bigwigs over there got pretty chummy with the USDA when they were hammering out the deal over Monsanto's deregulation of GE alfalfa. Now, Walter Robb from Whole Foods is donating to Christy Vilsack, the wife of Tom Vilsack, who heads the USDA department. Tom Vilsack bent over backwards for cloning, pushed GMOs into the mainstream, opened all the doors for Big Agra, and even stood up for the open-air experimentation of GMOs that had biopharmaceuticals blowing in the wind. Then Obama appointed Tom Vilsack to be Secretary of Agriculture so he could help fast-track GMOs big time. Now Tom Vilsack's wife, Christy, is running for Congress there. But don't worry, her opponent, Steve King, is also bought out by Big Agra and the biotech industry. The only question is, why would Walter Robb or any organic industry executive want to cut checks to the wife of someone who's fought Monsanto's fight every step of the way and done nothing but deceive the organic industry about regulating GMOs?
Well, what's really kind of troubling about Whole Foods also is that while they won't back Proposition 37 financially, some of their higher ups have financially backed and donated to the political campaigns of people like Obama, who put in Michael Taylor as our food safety czar, who was a Monsanto lobbyist for years. He's now the FDA food safety czar. You've got them financially backing Tom Vilsack's wife, and he's the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, who's totally in bed with Monsanto. So it's like, you won't give money to Proposition 37, but some of your higher-ups are personally giving money to people they should be 100% against.
So I completely agree with that. I mean, they're all corrupt.
Disappointing.
They're really big business and they're getting bigger all the time, and Mackey has a pretty good history of not straight dealing. So
Mr. Mackey, I would tell him to go straight south.
As we try to protect ourselves through organic food and avoid GMOs, are we making Whole Foods a sacred cow, hoping they're an ally for our cause of eating natural, wholesome, organic foods, when in fact their leadership has sold out to the USDA, has met at the table with Monsanto, and has compromised with them, and in fact stocked GMOs on their shelf?
The science is in. The recent GMO study on rats serves as a stark reminder that what we don't know can hurt us. And duping an already uninformed public is just plain dangerous and evil.
While we agree that labeling non-GMO is a start, it simply does not follow that Whole Foods knowingly selling GMO products without at least warning the public, not just with some quiet press release, but with actual signage on store shelves, is wrong. Waiting for bought and paid for politicians to fix the problem is nothing short of leaving customers to fend for themselves against a clear and present danger while raking in the profits. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
And I'm Aaron Dykes.
So there you go. You can check out that article from Mike Adams and also check out the video from Melissa Melton and Aaron Dykes. Next story. Cold-hearted cops charge mom of dead son for dent in NYPD car. Wow, I guess they finally left the Apple store and decided to get out there and do some work. But when they did, they happened to run over their suspect. Let's take a look at the article. Tamon Robinson tried to outrun the cops but couldn't. The 27-year-old coffee barista died in April after being struck by an NYPD squad car. The city has ordered his mother to pay the $710 repairing of the police car that killed her boy. So not only did they kill the guy, they sent a note to his mom saying, hey, you have to pay for the death of your son. Now you're saying, you're saying, hey, this guy was running from the cops. He got ran over. He deserved what he got, right? That's probably what you're saying. All right, now let's just take a second and think of what crime you think is worthy to be run over and killed by the police. Okay, so do you have that crime in your head? Are you ready? This is what the guy did. He stole decorative stones. Not precious stones, not jewelry. He didn't rob a bank. He didn't have jewels and rubies and all this stuff. This guy stole decorative stones from houses in Bayview back in April, and he got ran over by the cops. Now, if anybody who knows anything about firearms, if you have any type of firearm training, like I've taken concealed handgun classes, they say you can't fire your handgun at somebody who's running away from you unless they're trying to get repositioned or whatever. But you can't fire upon somebody who's not a threat to you. But you say, hey, they didn't shoot this guy. They ran him over. It's the same deal. They use their car as a lethal weapon to run over this guy, and now they're sending a bill to the mom saying, hey, you need to pay for this. It'd been the same thing had the cops shot the guy in the back of the head and they sent a note to the mom saying, hey, you have to buy us more bullets. That'd been the same deal. So we see just ridiculous actions by the NYPD, and I really wish we didn't have to report on the NYPD. It seems like every week doing something else, because I don't hate cops. I used to work with cops. But, I mean, just just stuff like this. It's ridiculous. And currently the NYPD is still under investigation because Internal Affairs is looking into the incident that killed Tamon Robinson. I hope they get to the bottom of that one, because it's completely ridiculous that you have to pay to get a dent out of a car that killed your own son. Decorative stones, yeah. So, you know, if he, I don't know, maybe next to somebody stole a yard gnome and they'll run him over with a tractor or something. Next story. This is something that I'm going to talk about in a little bit with Alex Jones after our next break, but I'll read the headline to you now. Mental health suicide risk screening program available to students. Teen Screen Schools and Communities is a national mental health and suicide risk screening program for young people. Now, if you take a look at that article, you'll see that it goes on to say that you have to have a waiver to participate in the Teen Screen program. And people say, hey, what's wrong with that? You know, I definitely do recognize that there are teen suicides and mental illnesses and things such as that. But the way Teen Screen handles it, they send home what is known as a passive waiver. Okay, what this means, as long as they give a waiver to your student, you the parent, you don't have to see it, you don't have to sign it. If you do not return this waiver saying that, no, I don't want Johnny to participate in Teen Screen, Johnny's going to be in Teen Screen. And we all know, I mean, with any program, you always have a few good people, maybe more than a few, who are there for the well-being of the patients. But this, they're really trying to get your kids on drugs. So, I mean, Johnny, you don't like to play with the other kids, you need to take this drug. Or Johnny, you have trouble sleeping at night, you need to take this drug. And that's really what it is. And Teen Screen even admits that their own program doesn't do very much. They have no proof that their program has actually reduced suicides. So there you go. They admit it themselves. I don't have the article pulled up, but I definitely guarantee you that it is there. They guarantee that they say that their program does not even reduce suicides. So be aware of that. And that actually ties into another article that we have. Suicide screening coming to Comanche. Now, this is another Teen Screen program. Bridgeview Community Mental Health Center's Teen Screen program received a grant from the United Way of Clinton County that will allow the program to continue at several local schools, as well as expand to include Comanche Middle School. So there you go. There's your Teen Screen. They're screening the teens. And one of the things they talk about in Teen Screen's potential, alarming behavior is people who have a fear of public speaking. You know, so the public speaking, isn't that the number one phobia in America, public speaking? So if you have a fear of public speaking, that's a potential red flag. And also, if you get nervous before a sporting event, you're the quarterback and you have a big game and you're, oh man, I'm kind of nervous. Oh, well, that's potential, suicidal behavior right there. So Teen Screen, and actually, like I said, we'll be talking about that with Mr. Alex Jones right after this. That brings us now to our quote of the day. Big Brother is on the march. A plan to subject all children to mental health screening is underway. And the pharmaceuticals are gearing up for a bigger sale of psychotropic drugs that by Phyllis Schlafly. So telling us things that we already know, Big Brother is on the march indeed. So at least we got somebody who's willing to admit it. So with that, we'll go to break and we'll come back with Alex Jones after this. But in the meantime, if you're watching this on YouTube or any other station, please subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. You get archive of the nightly news, the Alex Jones radio show. We also have Alex's movies on there, all the ones he produced. You can download them for free, make copies, give them out to friends and family. And also check out the InfoWars store. We have the new magazine that's out. It's newsprint right now, but we also have some slick, glossy things that are coming. Actually, I haven't even seen those myself, so I'm eager to see those. So people who do have the newsprint, keep them for nostalgic reasons, but hey, the new glossy stuff is here, so definitely be aware of that. And the big deal, real big deal, if you really want to support this broadcast, be aware of the 5th annual Money Bomb. This can be my first Money Bomb personally, but hey, if you've been supporting this broadcast for a long time, this is another way that you can do it. So, hey, this helps us, you know, get new equipment, helps us, you know, send people on planes so we can go different places and shoot different events like Bilderberg. It helps finance new reporters. So if you like the new reporters, if you don't like the new reporters, give Alex some more money so he can go hire people who are not us and keep the broadcast rolling on. So anyway, just stay tuned. And right after this, we'll be back with Mr. Alex Jones in studio. You guys keep asking, where's Alex? Well, where's Alex? So right here in studio, it's not going to be a Skype. It's not going to be something he pre-recorded last week. Right here in this chair, right there, Alex Jones will be back right after this break. So stay tuned.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. My friends, Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are launching a new salvo in the InfoWar because there is a war on for your mind. You know that the globalists are trying to get everybody online and only online so they can control and surveil information and also erase books, videos, whatever they want to en masse. That's why we're launching our answer to the internet kill switch, InfoWars Magazine. The first issue, we printed over 90,000 copies of a September issue, and it sold out in less than 2 days. So get your copy of the new Technocratic Elite issue today before it sells out. Again, we cover from the technocratic social engineers' own words, their own admissions, their plan to take over our society and replace us with robots. But we don't just stop with the rise of the robots and the end of humanity, or will humanity survive the singularity? We get into the government buying now 1.6 billion bullets against the American people. We get into Big Sis's surveillance of this magazine and my website, InfoWars.com. We cover QE3 and what hyperinflation means to you and your family. Whatever you do, don't look back later and wish that you would have taken action. Take action now. People have never been more ready for this information. People have never been this hungry, starving for the truth. And it is contained in the new issue of InfoWars Magazine. This is a time capsule. It is so important we get it out to everyone. If you subscribe now for 12 issues, we will give you the first issue absolutely free. So that's 13 issues for our 13 colonies, part of restoring the spirit of 1776 worldwide. Again, go to InfoWarsStore.com and order 10 packs, up to 100 packs at cost, and give them out to people in your area. The response last month was incredible. People are hungry to actually hold this information in their hands. You can also subscribe and get 12 issues delivered to your door and get the first inaugural issue free. I'm Alex Jones, thanking all of you for your support and making our operation a huge success.
Welcome back. As we discussed earlier, governments and private institutions are trying to diagnose younger and younger people with mental health illnesses and suicidal behavior. And on that note, we'll turn now to Mr. Alex Jones. Welcome back to the show, Alex. People have been missing you here.
It's good to be here, Jakari. You're kicking butt there doing the news. Look, it's hard to cover this in sound bites, okay. But what the viewers out there need to know is this. 69% of foster children in the U.S. are on psychotropics at an average of 7. Okay. And they take healthy, happy children. Medical doctors have gone public about this from the inside. And give them special needs designations to be able to put them on these drugs. And if you go back to 2004, WorldNet Daily, but also even the Associated Press reported on insiders. We can show viewers out there a document cam shot of this article from WorldNet Daily. They came out and began reporting that they'd gotten 20% of children on drugs, over two-thirds of foster children when government controls them, but around 20% generally, and that Big Pharma had written up the New Freedom Initiative to get 50%.
And our viewers can see it right there on the screen.
Exactly. So 50% on psychotropic drugs. This has nothing to do with protecting them. You know, Columbine in 2000... had to come out and basically apologize and admit that they had pioneered a decade before, in 1990, the death education, teaching kids how to not commit suicide, but showing them all the ways to do it.
Yes.
And statistically, they've shown all over the world, death education increases suicide.
Just like they tell you not to do drugs, but they show you how to do the drugs in school.
Exactly.
That's if I wanted to do drugs, I'd have a good playbook just from going to my high school.
Absolutely. So that's what's going on here. So this started back in 2004, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Okay.
So this started in 2004. WorldNet Daily broke it down in this article, Bush to screen population for mental illness. But there was big pushback against this. But now, even starting in elementary and middle school, the school counselor is an operative. They're pushing Ritalin, Prozac, you name it. Oh, you're having problems with your boyfriend, problems with your girlfriend. Well, you must be mentally ill. I've talked to people that when they have car wrecks now, the default is, well, you need Prozac since you broke some ribs. It's depressing. And they say in here, this is an article from a few days ago, Health Aware, free depression screenings in Linden Oaks for high schoolers, but also adults, changes in appetite, insomnia or excessive sleeping, lack of energy or motivation, lowered interest in formerly enjoyed activities. Well, you know what? You need Prozac. Because here's the deal. When you go to them, they don't say, go out and get some sunshine. Go out and, get in a sport. Go to church. Or go out and help the poor. Things that historically get people who are lackadaisical or unhealthy, back into being energetic and feeling good.
Right.
The answer, written by Big Pharma, is drugs, Jakari. And so that's the issue here. Even back in 2004, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons exposed this. And, of course, Ron Paul, also a physician for 30 years, was desperately trying to keep the drug companies, politicians, and federal bureaucrats from becoming parents to our children. Dr. Paul will introduce on Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning a amendment to the Labor and Health and Human Services Education Appropriations Act of 2005 that will withhold funds for this new federal mental health screening program and will urge his congressional colleagues to support the effort in a letter, and then it breaks it down. So that was, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Right.
Now it still doesn't matter. Via Homeland Security funding, they're bringing all of this in. So it's back, and it's happening. And everybody's got a mental illness. All the troops have PTSD. Everybody's got some type of problem. And then they basically try to use this to take our basic liberties. So we back this off to a great extent for 8 years, 2004. And now the system has returned pushing this whole thing. Now, this segues into the medicalized tyranny and forced inoculations that I'm going to break down. That's the really big news here in just a moment. But, Jakari, in my rant here, do you have any points you'd like to interject?
Well, you made a very good point. And I actually have an article here, guys. I have this pulled up on Computer 7. Headline, a front group for the psychopharmaceutical industrial complex. This talks about this teen screen school program. And they list things such as being nervous if you have to speak in front of people. The number one fear people have is public speaking.
You're supposed to have anxiety when you're young.
Yeah.
The answer is, hey, You just need drugs.
Yeah, and it also points out that if you get nervous before you play a sport, that's potential suicidal behavior, or you may have a mental illness.
Well, see, it's so broad, everyone is caught in it.
Exactly.
That's incredible. I mean, who didn't get nervous for you? I remember I wasn't the best at track and field, but I was doing it when I was a freshman in high school, and I remember one time, a lot of the guys would throw up before they went out there and ran a race.
Oh, yeah. It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're...
Well, you know it's competition. Your body's gearing up.
Yeah. And I mean, also...
That's mental illness, Shikari.
It's mental illness. It's mental illness if you play too many video games. It's mental illness if you get on Facebook. It's mental illness if you distrust your government.
That's right. They're now saying it's mental illness if you get on Facebook a lot, but also mental illness if you don't, Shikari.
I know. I wrote on that last week, and people had the YouTube comments. What is it? You just said last week that if you do Facebook, now you're saying if you don't do Facebook, it's both. It's this information overload that you can't keep track of. You don't know what makes you mentally ill or a terrorist, as that report was.
Well, thank God we're all terrorists, and thank God Homeland Security's there to take all our liberties away.
I do agree.
Now, I want to segue here to Paul Watson's article before I get into the vaccine news.
Sure.
TSA worker smacked me in my testicles, refusing body scan. Paul Watson in this article, and I meant to cover it on the radio today, I didn't. Goes through congressmen where they call them aside and say, we're going to punish you and crush them.
Right.
And it's got all these links. I mean, this is torture in America.
Yeah.
But
they did it to Ron Paul. They did it to Jesse Ventura.
We're mentally ill, though. We don't like that.
You're supposed to like somebody filling your pants. And Miss USA?
Yeah, but they even try to hurt you now.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, who could make this up? Now, speaking of hurting us, I've noticed just in the last few days, articles everywhere. Here's one out of Parade magazine that's basically an advertisement in thousands of newspapers across the country. And it says, one lucky little girl, she got meningitis, but she survived. And it goes into horrible people that don't take the meningitis vaccine. We're going to infect everybody. They don't really say whether it's viral, bacterial, fungal. Just, it doesn't matter. We're all bad, even though they admit these are some of the most dangerous experimental vaccines.
Right.
We should all take them. But, you know, it's funny. In India, they've had tens of thousands of cases just last year. It was actually over 60,000 total of people getting paralyzed from the polio vaccine. But they don't call that polio.
Right.
But that's just a little back of the paper thing. But going over this, did you notice, Shikari, that this article came out in a bunch in the last few days? And these articles were obviously already written a few weeks ago, photos taken, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Magically, there's been a big fungal meningitis outbreak.
Oh, really?
And they're saying the answer is the vaccine, but it comes from a pharma lab with steroid shots for people's backs that happen to have it in there. But that's a little side issue.
Is this school mandated yet?
Yes, they are trying to make people that go to college take these, and that's why they're seeing massive numbers of people not enroll now, because people are realizing how dangerous this is.
Right.
Here it is. Cases continue to rise, 91 in fungal meningitis outbreak, NBC News, and then it's buried in the news that it's a pharmacy linked to it. Everybody
always is.
That has gotten it. Now, continuing here, looking at this, I want to show viewers out there this article right here, over here in the document cam shot area. Take your medicine. Getting a flu shot is part of being a good neighbor. See, that's the new thing. You're going to infect people if you don't get it.
But I thought if you took the vaccine, you were protected.
Exactly, but not according to them. Now, listen to this. There is absolutely no harm from getting a vaccine. Of course, there's no name on this.
Of course.
This is in hundreds and hundreds of papers a day. You can go look at Google with similar headlines. Thousands a week. We showed it on the radio today.
Right there on the screen.
And it says, don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. Scroll down there. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. That's right down there at the bottom. Or you can just control F wild rumors because it's a several page article, guys. It's right there. It goes on to say, there's absolutely no harm. Yeah, there it is. Wild rumors right there, okay? I want to show people this, or you can punch it up there. There you go. Don't let yourself, again, this is teleprompter free real news. Why is this important? Because we're not being programmed from some central system. You wonder why ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC has the same headlines in the same order? Because the talking points go out. Fox and MSNBC just vary on how they approach those talking points.
Right.
No talking points here except liberty. our talking points, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Now, I just showed you. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. You just saw that. Here is the CDC's own website. Okay? And it goes through 20 pages of what this can do to you. Mild problems from vaccines, headaches, upper respiratory tract infection, stuffy nose, abdominal pain, diarrhea, fever, severe problem, blood in the urine or stool, pneumonia, inflammation of stomach and intestines. Let's continue here. Headaches, fatigue. Oh, look, moderate problems right here. Moderate problems, seizures, nonstop crying, high fever, severe problems, long-term seizures, coma, or lowered consciousness. That's the goal of the overall deal.
Right.
Permanent brain damage. You want to continue?
That's worse than what you had before you got on it.
But hey, wait a minute. It says, listen, there's absolutely no harm. Jakari? Right here, it says there's absolutely no harm.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Well, but right here, don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors.
That's a rumor from the CDC?
Remember in 2001, it came out even in ABC News, they had a big CDC meeting, and they're like, don't give your children or grandchildren this, but we have to cover up the autoimmune response in the brain that's brain-damaging people. And we've got to tell doctors now to tell people it's normal to have a convulsion at the doctor's office when you give the baby a shot. And now you can type in, doctors are now telling people, it took them a decade to do it, that you may have a convulsion.
That's normal. That's healthy.
Yeah, well, it says Guillain-Barré, neurological disorders, narcolepsy.
Wow. This is eye-opening even for me, Alex. This is truly incredible.
I mean, but listen, there's only 20 pages of this, but it says it's very safe vaccines, though.
Very safe.
Very safe, it can kill you.
And don't some of these vaccines actually give you tendencies, suicidal thoughts and tendencies? They can depress you to that point?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, people are depressed because they're watching 5-6 hours of TV a day. They're not exercising. They're eating GMO crud. Mm-hmm. All of this, all the additives, the silicone and chicken McNuggets.
Right.
I mean, literally, they take all these petrochemical stuff, put it in our food. But, hey, the government's not worried about that. They just want to decide how many calories you get. See, right. They create the crisis, right. Then they offer the solution, which exactly. Is take over your entire life. Let me show people some more here. Right here, Rhode Island becomes first state to mandate flu shots for healthcare workers. Then you read that it's not really a law. It's a regulation the legislature agreed to just say that the Rhode Island, let me read it right here, that the head Rhode Island doctor, he just gets to say you have to take him because he's God. Overriding the objections of healthcare workers, unions, and the Rhode Island affiliate of the American Civil Liberties Union, Health Director Michael D. Fine filed new regulations because, see, the legislature just said, do whatever you want.
Right.
That's the new law. You're God. Well, that's not a real law. Filed new regulations requiring seasonal flu shots for doctors, nurses, and others, employees, temporary workers, and volunteers. That's cops, anybody coming in. This is the health, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, which we beat 10 years ago. And then it just goes on. But it admits, oh, there's actually an exemption. But it's not even a law, it's a regulation.
Right.
Let me show you more. This is out of pjstar.com. A mass flu vaccination drill also is practiced for an emergency. And they did a inoculation of 6,303 people, and they basically told all the different county, city workers and others that they had to take the shots. And so they did it, and they said it's part of an emergency drill. Well, that's what the preparations are for, is forced inoculation.
Emergency drill? It says emergency drill?
Yeah, right here. PJStar.com, powered by the Journal Star. And it's Peoria. Where is Peoria?
Illinois.
And it goes on, by 11:05 a.m., staff at the OSF St. Francis Medical Center had vaccinated 63.1% of their coworkers against the flu. That's 3,976 people vaccinated in just less than 30 hours. My God, they got that many employees? With 12 more hours to reach all 6,303 St. Francis employees, or at least as many as possible. So now it's an emergency in the drill. Universal flu vaccines for employees are a priority at St. Francis Hospital, officials say. That way they can spread it to others.
Right.
And I've got the studies right here. So they want to make sure employees don't spread the flu to patients or each other or get it from them. Even though I have the studies right here that it's actually giving you the flu. Oh, and they admit that. In the CDC, they say it can actually spread the flu, but let's continue. Okay. Here's the London Telegraph. Flu jab linked to fits in under fives officials, and it goes on to report that they said children under five should not have the seasonal flu shot because of a tenfold increase in seizures. Right here. Right here. This is London Telegraph. Read it. Oh, here's another one. This is an older article. It's actually more. 47,500 paralysis cases after polio vaccines. And, again, this is from the Deakin Chronicle, but it was actually in mainstream news, and it has links to all of that. Here you go. There's that little report right there. New study finds link between flu shot and H1N1 pandemic. That's out of Canada, Vancouver Sun, and the CDC. People can go read this article right here and see the links to the Vancouver Sun and all the rest of it. Biofarms to integrate vaccines, pharmaceuticals into GMO biopharmacological crops. This is what Bill Gates says. We'll just have the mosquitoes come out and vaccinate you with their saliva.
Right.
Because they pump saliva into you to liquefy things before they sanguinate the juices. Mm. So it's a perfect vector injector. You know, just like they spread malaria.
Right.
And, but now they can have the crops grow anything they want, including what Protegene did, live HIV virus. How's that sound? Okay, let's continue, here. And that's just a Vancouver research. So I've been, guys, it's another study actually that the Canadian government did. Type this one in. It's from 3 years ago. A Canadian study finds H1N1 shot doubles your chances of getting the regular flu. That's a separate one there. Okay, Whole Foods caught in GMO marketing deception. Big article that ties into all that. So the point is you can't really believe what these guys say. But don't worry. Lab-made eggs raise new fertility options. Because more and more people are becoming sterile, they'll just take your genetics, Jakari, and inject it into an artificial egg. But they're admitting that they're going to do screening processes as government-run healthcare to make sure any of the bad traits are removed. And aggression, not doing what you're told is a mental illness. They're gonna screen for that. So you see how they sterilize us. So we have to have designer babies, which they can then Trojan horse back door, just like they have all the regular tech.
Right. Well, there's your article right there, Alex.
Absolutely. Let's click on that one down there at the bottom. Thank you. Go ahead and click on that.
Okay. They're saying the link is dead.
That's why we usually save a few paragraphs just for posterity. Right. Okay. Let's continue here with these articles here. There's a whole bunch of them. Here, let me show people these articles. HPV vaccine safe. It's safe.
Safe, of course.
But linked to fainting and skin infection studies finds NBC News. So you may faint. That's what a convulsion's called now. Right. And it's your autoimmune response bleeding pores all over your body. That's what happened 7 years ago in the trials in 2004, 2005. Oh, but hey, St. Louis had secret Cold War experiments with chemicals that ended people ended up dying. They remember their parents and people dying.
Right.
Exactly what chemical it is still secret. But they told them it was a test to put smoke in the air in case the Russians attacked.
Well, if it's a test, it's okay, Alex.
That's U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. You're right.
Well, I can't quote it like
as
that.
As long as it's experimentation, it's okay. In fact, we're going to have a guest in here tomorrow, David Knight, to break down the amazing reports that have come out where they're pumping carbon monoxide into people with medical experiments and not telling them what they're doing to them.
Wow.
But, hey, I mean, Joseph Mengele was bad for that, though. They're good for it, though. Continuing, Doris Spates was a baby when her father died unexplainably or inexplicably in 1955. She watched four siblings die of cancer, and she survived cervical cancer after learning that the Army conducted secret chemical testing in her impoverished St. Louis neighborhood. It goes on, at the height of the Cold War, she wonders if her own government is to blame. But, I mean, they wouldn't do something like that.
No, never that.
I do have a few more articles. But I mean, here it is, though. The parade just says there's no problems for vaccines, period.
No.
And so does this other article. And don't believe the hype, Jakari.
Even though Rick Perry forced, was it Gardasil shots that killed people in clinical trials?
Well, yeah, they couldn't put it on the market because it killed so many people in the trials. But if government comes out and mandates it, it then kicks in liability protection.
Right.
And so when the liability protection then kicks in, then they can put it on the market because, well, now government mandated it, so they get a protection. And it just, India banned it, killed so many people, right. But hey, they didn't ban it here.
No. Because we like
we're a free
shot.
Country.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's nothing freer than killing yourself with a shot that you know nothing about.
Which it says in the insert doesn't protect you from cervical cancer.
Then why would you take the shot?
But Jakari, you saw where they said don't listen to wild rumors.
Yeah, you're a rumor, Alex Jones.
I talked to people in Alabama. I talked to folks in Utah. I talked to people, tourists, who were visiting from Illinois this weekend. I went down to the Alamo. I mean, I was down there hanging out with family, and so we went and visited the Alamo, and we're talking to listeners are walking up, and they were saying, "Yeah, I was arguing with the health department about getting a waiver to not vaccinate my kids," and they said, "Don't listen to that crazy talk show host in Texas." And the guy's like, "Well, how did you know that?" And they go, "Well, we know." So this show is having such an effect that I've heard from Utah, Alabama, and Illinois in the last week. I heard from callers last week, but in person.
Right.
The person was like, no, they weren't sending me my waiver. You're supposed to send off for it. So they put you in a database. You don't have to do that. But it's not even a law. But they act like it is. First, they say there is no waiver. If people know how evil this government is, go into the public school and say, I want the waiver. They go, there's no waiver. They have it right there in the file cabinet. But they won't tell you it's there. I mean, this is the deception.
Right.
And so imagine the guy's on the phone arguing with the health department. They go, don't listen to the exact quote. Don't listen to the rumors out of that Texas radio station.
Really?
Yeah, the bureaucrats see it as a station down there.
Yeah.
They don't even understand it's like an uplink, streaming out. It just shows that. But anyways, that is pay dirt when we're saving people. Because all over the country, they know people are waking up. And you know what, Jakari? We can show them. Because, see, these vampires always, they have a metaphysical rule. They've got to tell you what they're going to do to you.
Right.
So they're telling you, hey, these vaccines will kill you. But to the public, it's like, hey, but you notice in these articles, there's never a name on them.
Right.
They can't get people at these newspapers to put their names on this stuff.
They don't want to be held liable.
My dad knows a lot of physicians because he's a dentist, and I'm not going to name any names. I even have some distant family who's a physician who did get recruited.
Right.
And they get recruited and get little treats and stuff on the side. But my dad's, he's never done it, but he's talked, about people he knows that have been approached to write pro-vaccine articles in the paper, pro-fluoridation, stuff like that. And I happen to know a doctor who's written articles in the paper, a medical doctor,
right.
How great vaccines are. And there's no side effects. None, Jakar.
None. Not even a runny nose or anything like that.
No. I mean, it'll kill you sometimes. But, I mean, it doesn't, everything's, I mean, what's wrong with the coma, Jakar? I mean, that's not a side
obviously
effect.
Obviously not. Wow.
You've been here 2 months. It's teleprompter free. You're absolutely kicking butt. And I just want to say, listeners, we couldn't do it without your support out there. Jakari, what's your take on the InfoWars operation?
The InfoWar operation is great. We got the new magazine just came out. It's a great piece of literature. A lot of great people here in Austin I've had a chance to meet. A lot of great patriots. Even when we went down to San Antonio, we met some great patriots down there. So it's a great operation that's having an effect. Just like you said, you've met people from all over. They've been influenced by information that you provided that they can't get pretty much anywhere else.
I went and ate at an Italian place there on the Riverwalk in San Antonio.
Right.
And the entire management crew and like 4 or 5 waiters came over. They were all Italian. A bunch of them could hardly speak English.
Right.
And they were all, we've been listening to you for years. And she's like, your birthday's February 11th and all this stuff.
No,
and the point is that, and they're like, oh, everybody listens in Italy and all this stuff. And then we had, we were at another restaurant the next night. And there were all these people from Romania coming up and stuff. And then there were people from the cigar shop coming out.
Right.
And it was just, we were being mobbed. So the good news is, it's not, hey, I'm a celebrity when I go out, people know who I am.
Right.
It's that we're having an effect by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Because we'll dare to sit here and go, the CDC says it'll give you a coma or kill you sometimes.
Right.
And, more people died from the Gardasil shot this month. Here's an article.
Right.
But then here's another article saying absolutely no side effects.
That's how it is, Alex. You know that.
But we're not even that good of people.
No.
We're not. We're just sane, somewhat sane. But so the evil people say we're insane. And by the way, here's my final point. We can expand the number of people we're reaching if you will simply tell one person a day about the radio show, about the TV show. One new vehicle that we've put out has been extremely successful. We're into the second month of publication. We're going to sell out of the newsprint version. The new glossy version just came in, and that is InfoWars Magazine, breaking down what the globalists are doing. People are awash in digital information, but as the system goes away from print, we're going into print. They zig, we zag, and it's been a huge success. So you can buy these in groups of 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 packs at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, or subscribe once, shipping is included, and support the broadcast and what we're doing. You know, I can't really say that it technically supports us because we are selling these at cost, but it supports getting the message out because we have no future if we don't defeat this global crime syndicate. Now, where you can support us is, again, telling one person a day about the show at exponentially growing, and we're going to have the 2012 Money Bomb. On October 18th and 19th, we're going to broadcast and transmit for 48 hours straight with a raft of amazing guests and researchers. We're going to go 48 hours continually with a bunch of guest hosts, special guests, you name it. And I normally start a month before and start the donations early because we know some people can donate now. They can't donate in 2 weeks. So if you want to start donating at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, that is absolutely essential. And this is our fifth annual Money Bomb. It's the fifth annual, isn't it? Now, that's what allowed us to move over here, then expand, then build the studios. Now we're building some of the final sets. We're going to, now in the next 6 months, get the satellite uplinks, the systems. We've got cable systems and TV systems chomping at the bit. A lot of them already downloaded and just edited it together and put it out themselves. So that new salvo is getting launched. All of this because of your support. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Go there and donate today. We couldn't have done any of it without you. And I guess that's it, Jakari. Take us out of here.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Another great report from Mr. Alex Jones. I don't know what to say, Alex. It's a lot of great information. A lot of rumors here. You got here the big rumor mill running around here. Just documents from the CDC and others. But hey, it's all rumors. It's all fake. There's no need to be concerned about it. Just don't.
The Army sprayed some nerve gas on people, and some of them died that day. Big deal.
They
did it to the active duty troops thousands of times too.
Yeah, but if you like to support this rumor mill, subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get yourself a subscription so we can produce more lies and manufacture more fake threats and do more fear mongering.
Because big government's great.
Yeah.
Just ask North Korea.
Yeah, and Planet InfoWars, and you can ask Alex so he can lie to you about vaccines and gun rights and other things like that. So that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News.
I'm going to go get some shots today.
Really? Bring some back. Bring some back.
Well, they say there's absolutely no problem.
Yeah. We should do our next interview on that. Just inject some.
We should be like a baby. I mean, they give babies in the first year and a half of life 40-something shots.
Right.
So we should just, we should take 40 shots at once. Of course, it'll probably kill us, but that's all right.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, that's good. I mean, that's not a side effect.
No, not at all. Death is not a side effect.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to get out here and go eat some GMO and drink some fluoride. And if we survive, we'll be back tomorrow night. Thanks for watching.